Yeah, you're on a short Swedish tour right now. Yesterday you played in Gothenburg and you've played in Malmö, and you'll be playing Stockholm and Emmaboda as well. Has the Swedish audience been nice to you?
Yes.
They've been fantastic.
Yes.
Last night was really, really wonderful. The crowd was so enthusiastic.
That was Gothenburg.
Yeah. Verging on insane.
Yeah.
We played with Aerospace, and Aerospace puts on a really sweaty, good show. And I thought the kids would be tired after that because they really danced to that. And we were surprised they had more energy in them. And then after we finished, they danced till like 2 in the morning to indie pop records. It was cool to see.
Sean, I interviewed you over the phone about a year ago.
Yes.
And then the band had just reformed, right? After a couple of years of
We took some
couple
time
years
off,
break.
Yes. I mean, we would play shows occasionally. We'd play occasional pop fests here and there, but we hadn't recorded or kind of played together in some time. Yes.
Yes.
Are things different now from compared to your earlier band period? Or did you just pick up where you left?
It's similar, really. We're all friends, so we get together and hang out outside of the band, and it seems like when an event comes up that we need to play, we'll start practicing and we kind of go through spurts where we work on new material, and when we get a fair amount together, we start recording, which is what we're doing now. We'll play a new song tonight, but we've just begun recording some new songs.
But you've had the band for, what, 8 years?
Yeah, it seems like a long time, but we didn't. There was a few years there when we didn't do anything.
There was at least a full year where we didn't do anything.
Yeah, at least more. It seemed maybe two, but I don't know.
I think it was.
It's
one.
Funny because we hung out still. We were still friends, but it was just the band wasn't part of what we did for a while. We just stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Right.
But do you feel older, more mature now compared to when you started?
Until we start playing, and then we don't feel that mature.
Yeah. No, I think we.
Although we still feel old.
We're older, yeah. We've got. I think we're playing better than we did before. Do you think?
I'm not sure if tonight's performances are going to show that.
No. Yeah. No. Definitely not. But I'm enjoying it as much as I ever did.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you play a show like we did in Gothenburg, where the kids just freak out, it's, that's the best response you're going to get. So, it does. Yeah. I mean, it kind of can continue on.
It recharges your batteries a bit.
Yes. What'll the new record sound like?
What'll the old one sound like?
Will it sound like the old one? It'll sound more like the last one, I think.
So, someone asked me that before, and I said it was going to sound larger, but I'm not sure why I said that. I think it'll be more melodic. We're doing more and more kind of, I guess not singing, but sort of harmony now?
Yeah.
A little bit?
A little bit. A little bit.
Harmony.
We have like 9 or 10 new songs, which is almost, that's a fair deal.
Yeah. Yeah, they're different. Like there's one of them that's a real rock song, and another one that seems like a kind of ballady song. And it seems like the loud ones seem louder, and the quiet ones seem quieter and more sensitive.
If that's one song will sound like a train, and another song will sound like a robot.
That's true. Train.
That's great. Robot songs are my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
We have a robot song.
We do have a robot song.
Yeah. That's good. Okay, thanks so much for coming to P3 Pop.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Good luck on rest of your tour.
We're big fans of your show.
Oh, thank you. Now you'll definitely get lots of airplay.